Hello and welcome to the Achieve Your Goals podcast, the show that empowers you to wake up to your full potential and achieve your biggest goals and dreams. I am your host, Hal Elrod, and I invite you to join us each week as we share actionable strategies to take your life to the next level, as well as interview world-class experts and entrepreneurs who have achieved extraordinary goals themselves, and we ask them to give you a peek behind the curtain and teach you exactly what you need to do the same. Ready? Here we go. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Achieve Your Goals podcast. This is your host, Hal Elrod. And today we are talking about the life-changing benefits of CBD and THC, both components of the cannabis plant, with Joe Sheehy. And I will tell you, I am so excited for you to listen to this episode because we address the stigma that cannabis, aka marijuana, aka weed, aka pot, the stigma that it has, why it has that, where that came from, where the propaganda for that began, for this plant that's been serving people medicinally for, I don't know, centuries, I would imagine. And we talked then about the life-changing benefits of CBD and THC. And I tell you how THC specifically, and then eventually CBD, but THC changed my life in profound ways. So there's a lot to get into today. And this is my first time talking with Joe Sheehy. I loved this person. I love this guy. And I think that you will too. Now, he is a father, a husband, a former NASA contributing aerospace engineer, nationally distinguished physique competitor, and founder of several leading health and wellness brands, including the groundbreaking cannabis-based nutrition company, Cured Nutrition. During his 7 years as a professional engineer for NASA, he contributed to projects that are currently sitting on the surface of Mars, orbiting Jupiter, and slated to carry the next generation of astronauts to space. Joseph holds extensive experience in human optimization through the design of nutrition, training, and introspective practices. An awakening to a lifelong struggle with depression set a fire ablaze to change this world through what is now Cured Nutrition. And today we're talking, as I said, about the life-changing benefits of CBD and THC, as well as CBN. And I'm telling you how it changed my life. Before we dive into this conversation, I want to thank our sponsors for today. First and foremost, yes, Cured Nutrition. I've been a customer of theirs for years, and then I brought them on as a sponsor, similar to all other sponsors. I only have sponsors of products that I use, love, and would recommend to my mom. Cured Nutrition makes some of the highest quality supplements, and actually you're going to hear today the process that they go through to utilize the entire plant as opposed to extracting using solvents and things. Most of Cured Nutrition's products use the entire hemp plant, so you get the full spectrum of benefits from all of the different aspects of CBN, CBD, CBG, THC. Again, you'll hear about all of that today with Joe. And I'll tell you, I love a few of their products. Rise, I take in the morning. I cycle it off and on. It's a nootropic for focus. It has CBD. It has lion's mane. It has a microdose of THC. During the day, I just started taking today, and I love these. They're calm caps. And then at night, the biggest benefit for me of Cured Nutrition has been the sleep. CBD and CBN oil, I take it every night before bed. I talk about it in the new Miracle Morning book as part of my Miracle Evening, and it allows me to get a restful night's sleep. If you want to improve your sleep or any aspect of your life, head over to curednutrition.com/Hal. That's curednutrition.com/Hal, and use the discount code Hal as a listener to this podcast, you'll get 20% off your entire order. And just, you're going to love the episode today. I'm telling you, this exceeded my expectations. And then last but not least, we have one other sponsor today, that is Organifi, making the highest quality whole food organic supplements. I take protein powder from Organifi after my workout. I take their red juice before my workout. Their most popular product is green juice, which helps you get all of your nutrients in one scoop in a quick frothy beverage in the morning. They've got their new sleep supplement as well. They've got the chocolate protein powder. I take their liver formula in the morning. I take their turmeric. So there's a ton of products to cover the full spectrum of your health needs, whether it's weight loss, whether it's boosting your nutrition, your immune system, you name it. Head over to Organifi.com/Hal. That is Organifi, Organifi.com/Hal. And use that same discount code, Hal, my name, H-A-L, to get 20% off your order as a listener of the Achieve Your Goals podcast. All right, without further ado, I'm excited. I'm so excited for this conversation. I just finished it and like I loved Joe. We had such a great conversation. I think you're going to love this one. The life-changing benefits of CBD and THC with the one and only Joseph Sheehy. Joe, it is good to have you here, brother.
Thank you for having me, Hal. So excited to be here.
Now, I would have said Joe followed by your last name, but I just realized I do not know how to pronounce your last name. I'm guessing it's Sheehy or Shay. How do I say it?
It's Sheehy. It's spelled Sheehy. So most people say Sheehy, but it's Sheehy.
Sheehy's easier to remember, right? Because you're like, yes. Sheehy. Okay, got it. I love it.
Yep.
So man, I've been looking forward to this interview. You are a fascinating individual in terms of what you've gone through, what you've done, from NASA aerospace engineer to professional bodybuilder to CEO and other roles in between. But I want to start with something that I related to that a lot of my audience might not actually know. And that is that in college, you were partying excessively and using illegal drugs.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear about that time in your life and really how that destructive path that you were headed down and how bodybuilding helped you change the course of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate going there because this is why Cured became a thing, which obviously we'll get to. But
yeah.
In college, I went to CU Boulder and I went to study aerospace engineering. And the interesting thing about when you get to college, I think is probably common for most people, is there's a bunch of 18-year-olds that get to college. They don't know anything about who they really are, what they really want. And then it's just a pool of all of us trying to figure that out. And for me, before entering into college, I was an athlete. I was the jock. I was the guy that got good grades.
What sports did you play?
I played hockey, I played golf, and I played basketball. I broke my foot before the sophomore tryouts for basketball. Mm. And then so I stopped playing basketball, healed through the basketball season, and then kept with hockey. So it was really hockey and golf through most of high school.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And so playing sports and taking care of myself, working out, it was always a big part of my life. And I was also somebody who had a vision of becoming an aerospace engineer. My dad was a pilot. I unfortunately, at a young age, failed a vision test. And when I failed the vision test, it kind of destroyed my dreams to become the fighter pilot. So I said, well, if I'm not going to be the fighter pilot, I want to figure out how to fly or how to build the planes, design and build the planes rather. And that ended up leading me down the path to wanting to be an engineer. But I got to college, and how I typically tell the story is I say, there was this person that I wanted to be, the person that I really wanted society to see, the person that I wanted to say I was, and then there was the person that I actually was. And the person that I actually was a great distance from the person that I really wanted to be. So lack of integrity, girls, making decisions based off of what everybody else was doing, just completely losing myself. And that gap between those two people created this massive cognitive dissonance. Like, I wanted to be this person, but my actions and behaviors and everything that I did were not in alignment with that person. And I realized later down the road, it was coming from a lot of internal pain. But what I found myself doing in college was numbing myself, showing up in social situations. And the only way that I could actually show up and not feel anxious was under the influence. And so it got to the point where my third and fourth year of college, 5 out of 7 nights a week, I found myself partying, doing drugs, and making decisions based off of who I was surrounding myself with. And the people that I surrounded myself weren't bad people, but what was happening was a lot of internal pain, a lot of anxiety that ultimately led to depression, and the drinking and the drugs led me to a place where I felt like I could function until I couldn't. And one Tuesday morning, early morning, 2:30 a.m. in 2012, April 2012, I found myself climbing out of a blackout. And I can remember walking down this path, stumbling off the path, coming back on the path, and like my memory is very spotted. But it brought me to a bridge. And when I got to the bridge, I climbed over the guardrail. And when I climbed over the guardrail, that was when I remember starting to come out of the blackout. And I looked around, I looked at the rocks down below me, and I recognized that I was at a point where I was ready to end my life. I was ready to just end all of the pain that I was feeling. And thankfully, somebody who I call Ben the Angel, Ben was sitting underneath the bridge at 2:30 a.m. on a Tuesday morning writing poetry. Wow. He was looking for inspiration. So he was sitting down by the river, but he stopped me. He said, "Can I come up there and can I pull you over the guardrail?" And he did. And wow. That night, I ended up making it back to my house. I took a handful of Xanax, and my girlfriend at the time just sat next to me all night, making sure that I continued to breathe. The next morning, I was taken to the hospital, and then I was put under 24-hour watch. My parents ended up coming to the hospital, and that was when the question was asked that really displayed everything that was going on in my life. And the doctors go, "Hey, Joe, we're going to run some tests. Is there anything that we're going to find in your system?" And I just started listing off all the drugs that I was doing.
Wow.
And I remember laying there in the bed and seeing my parents standing there. And as I shared everything that I had been doing, I just saw the life get sucked out of my parents.
I can only imagine.
Because not only did my parents recognize that their son had completely lost himself, they almost lost their son as well. And the weeks and months afterward, lots of therapy, I was put on antidepressants very quickly, and I was still making bad choices because I still lived in Boulder, and I didn't know what I was really running from. I've done a lot of work around this to figure out what was I running from? What was the pain that I was trying to avoid? But that was my life. And it got to the point where I continued to drink and I was taking the antidepressants, and you mix those and anti-anxiety medication, and it's not a good recipe.
Yeah.
And my parents ended up pulling me out of Boulder, and I ended up taking 5 years to finish school, but I moved back home and I would drive every day. I would drive an hour and a half to school, and then I would drive back, and I was actually starting an internship at Lockheed Martin that year and would work several hours at Lockheed Martin. And then I would go home, and I would just do that every day, my fifth year of school, driving for an hour and a half, 2 hours every day, going to Lockheed, going to school.
And after you left Boulder, when you went to back home or near home, did academics become a priority? Did your grades get brought up? That kind of thing?
The crazy part about all of this is my grades were great the whole time.
Huh.
So
you were a functional partier.
Very much so. And that was what was so hard, was when I tried to end my life, I didn't tell anybody afterwards. And I was in so much pain, but I was in so much embarrassment as well that I didn't want anybody to know. My parents were seeing what was happening, so they pulled me out of school. And what happened more than anything versus grades or anything changing was I just became so lonely because I was fifth year college student that didn't tell any of his friends. So completely left his friend group. It was kind of like, where's Joe? I wouldn't answer phone calls. I wouldn't show up to times where people were getting together because I just didn't want to share with everybody what I was going through. Yeah. I think the conversation has obviously changed over the years, but I ended up getting to this point where I was so lonely. I was like, I need to pour my energy into a different direction to do something with this noise in my head and this lack of connection. And I found running first. And I ended up running a bunch that first year, ended up running a half marathon, and then eventually found the Instagram bodybuilding world. And that was where I could actually move all of my pain into metal. Like, I'm going to go lift weights. And that was like the catalyst to me really pursuing a health and fitness journey, and then ultimately led me to starting my company. But it was years and years of just climbing out of this really dark place and going to the gym to move through the pain, but not really understand what I was actually working through. And over that whole journey, that was when I started exploring holistic alternatives. That was really the catalyst to creating Cured. I became very resistant to anti-anxiety medication and antidepressants. One was my own fault because I was still making destructive decisions when I first started taking them. But two, when I grew up, there was alcoholism running in my family, my whole mom's side of the family. my mom was able to escape the alcoholism. But what I recognized with my mom, and we've talked about this a little bit, but as I grew up, every time I opened up the cabinets, I would see orange bottles with white caps, orange bottles with white caps. And so I had this like internal resistance to pharmaceutical drugs. And then as I started to have to use them myself and noticed I was really dull and not having emotions, I was just walking through this world with a cloud over my head. I just wanted to find an alternative route. Yeah. And that was when my mom introduced me to Dr. Andrew Weil. I'm not sure if you know who he is,
but absolutely.
He has the book Spontaneous Healing, The Natural Mind.
Living Well for Optimal Health, I think is the book of his that I read. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's one of the founders of True Food. So everybody has been to True Food Kitchen or knows of True Food Kitchen. But
oh, wow.
I started reading his work and he talked a lot about traditional Chinese medicine, herbalism, food, nutrition, and how powerful and healing nutrition could be. And that was the catalyst. That and bodybuilding really helped me climb out of this dark place that I was living in. And then ended up eventually leading to me starting Cured. But I spent about 7 years in aerospace engineering between the two, graduated from college, worked for Lockheed Martin on NASA contributing projects, and then ultimately got to the point where I became the entrepreneur that I am today.
Gotcha. Okay. I love that, man. What a story. And like most, purpose is typically or very often born out of pain. You went through a lot of pain. You saw the negative effects of pharmaceutical drugs, both on your mom and on you, and then looked for natural, holistic alternatives, which I so relate to so much of that story myself. Having gone through a cancer journey and really being told by even the best holistic oncologist in the country that my best option was chemotherapy. And then I did 700 hours of chemotherapy along with extraordinary doses of prednisone and just a lot of drugs that, I mean, to this day now, my liver, my bones, like, you know, it's like there's so much damage that's been done to my body through what you'd call medicine, Western medicine. And I'm grateful that I'm alive and, you know, I'm sure it obviously played a part, right? But anyway, so here's where I want to go with today. Cure Nutrition, the expertise there, it's products infused with CBD oil, microdosing of THC, CBN oil, which I'm a big fan of. We'll talk about that. And I want to know the difference between the two from your perspective, CBD and CBN. But here's where I want to start. I want to start with addressing the stigma that people have with marijuana, pot, THC, right? I want to talk about that stigma and I want to hear you address it. And then I'm going to share a personal story of how THC changed my life. Okay. So I want to share my story, but I want you, because this is your world, I'm sure this is a stigma, a narrative that you're addressing every day, right? And thinking about. So I would love to hear you address, what is this stigma that people have? Why do they have it? And what's maybe a better or more empowering perspective to take?
Yeah, appreciate the question. And we at Cured, we say internally, we say our mission is to change how 1 million people think about cannabis. That's what we want to do. But we are a product of stories. We're a product of narrative. And where the narrative around cannabis and marijuana really started was back in the early 1900s. William Randolph Hearst, and when paper mills were becoming a thing, hemp as an alternative to create paper, textile, building material was an alternative. And that was when the propaganda machine really started to have a narrative around hemp specifically, but hemp and marijuana and cannabis all got lumped in together. And so I'll talk about the like differentiation between the three of those, how they're all related. Yeah. But the truth is, it's like there's a story that we've all been told about marijuana. And I grew up in the DARE program and marijuana was included in the DARE program. And I'm not saying that the whole DARE program was a bad thing. I also am not saying all pharmaceuticals are a bad thing, just like you said. But that was the story that we all grew up in. And for me, when I was in college, I was using marijuana, but I was also using it with all the other party drugs and specifically alcohol excessively.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so as I left college, I actually was sober for about 4 years from everything. And marijuana was included in that. But what's wild was as I started to see marijuana legalized recreationally and medicinally in Colorado, I could start to see how the narrative was created in so many people's minds. I was in my office at Lockheed Martin when marijuana was legalized in Colorado. And I remember there was corporate communication sent out. It said, "We are a federally funded company. Just because it is now legal in Colorado does not mean that you as an employee can partake, with, for lack of better terms."
Yeah.
But it was so interesting to watch reactions as everybody around me read that email. And me, as being somebody who had used it previously, but had started to gain interest around it again, because Dr. Weil actually talks about it as well. Mm. He was one of the original people doing studies around cannabis. But I could see how the story was ingrained in so many people's heads with my colleagues. They would say, "Hippie stoner, Cheech and Chong," like, "Oh, we would all be on the couch eating potato chips. We couldn't get any work done." And so it was very clear to me that there was a narrative. And I was like, I wanted to stand up and say something, but I also was like too scared to say something. And that was when I was like, oh, somebody needs to do something about this. Because if I'm too scared to say something because I'm worried about what people are going to think about me, maybe I could no longer have my job at Lockheed Martin. Maybe my colleagues will think differently about me. I was like, this is actually a problem. Because I'd heard all the stories. And the other part about it was, as marijuana was legalized in Colorado, and you would go to the dispensaries, the stigma was actually sometimes true. Like, you would walk into a dispensary and there would be a bud tender and they would be stereotypical stoner. Yeah,
totally.
And I was like, oh man, well, what about people that actually wanted relief or support with sleep or just the calming effects, which I know cannabis can have, and they walk into a place like this and they're not greeted by somebody that is, not saying that they have to be extremely clean cut, but what I am saying is, like, somebody that may be able to address overall health and wellness and communicate with them from a way that's like actually seeing them for who they are and the relief that they're looking for versus actually getting high. And that's our whole mission, is that when you use it intentionally and correctly at the proper doses, it's about the relief, not about the high or the escape. And that was how, as I reintroduced it into my life, approached it, absent of the other drugs and alcohol, and very in a very intentional way. And I saw how it was so different from the story that so many people, including myself, grew up in. And I said, I actually want to be somebody that can help change this at a larger scale. Because I had seen the interest from friends in the bodybuilding world, friends in the health and fitness world, even people at Lockheed Martin. I saw some respond like, you know, it's not what they say it is, or it's not actually that bad. And I was like, oh, like, I actually want to contribute to that conversation and help support people in a different way. Because I know that I felt a certain way using it.
Yeah.
I needed to differentiate it from all the other things that I was doing at the time in college. But that was my whole mission, was to change the narrative, to help people as I ran away from alcohol and the traps of addiction in my family and pharmaceuticals. There was another option, and I wanted to be part of changing that. So it's a story that we all grew up in, but it's a long story. It started in the 1900s with early propaganda, and it's kind of evolved, but we as health and fitness professionals, as people are focused on personal development, optimizing our life, showing up as our best self, being responsible, relatable, trustworthy, and cannabis users, that's how we change the narrative. So that's how I got to where I was. And really, that was the fuel behind creating Cured Nutrition.
Amazing. I love that plant medicine is now a term, right? That's a new part of a narrative that didn't used to be really spoken about. And that is one thing that I will often say, is I go, you can't classify something that is made in a lab with synthetic compounds that you might call drugs, like ecstasy or cocaine. And I know those are all derived from plants, but with a plant that grows in the ground, like, to me, those are very different classes. Like, for example, many people would categorize marijuana with meth that's made in a bathtub with bleach and rat poison. And it's like, dude, very different. One's a plant that could be organic from the ground, and one is, you know, a harsh set of chemicals. I'm going to share with you my story real quick. And
yeah, please.
I may have shared this with my audience before, but I don't share it a lot. And so I was diagnosed with cancer when I was 37 years old, a very rare aggressive form of cancer. I reached out to the best holistic oncologists in the country, a couple of them. They both said, your best bet is chemo. Your organs are already failing and you have 1 to 3 weeks to live if you don't do chemotherapy. There's nothing any holistic practitioner has time to help you with. This is a rare cancer that is very aggressive. And I was like, in my mind, my narrative is I don't want to poison my body with this toxic chemotherapy, right? But I guess if that's what I have to do, that's what I have to do. But I will support it with the best holistic protocols available. So I did 3 coffee enemas a week. I took 70 supplements a day. I juiced organic vegetables. I did lymphatic massage, ozone sauna, on and on and on. So at that time in my life, I was not doing marijuana, which I did recreationally in my 20s to get high, to party, to have fun, right? And then once I started to have kids, I'm like, all right, I don't want to party and get high anymore. So I'm going to shape up a little bit. So I hadn't done it in a long time. And a friend of mine who has been on her own healing journey actually gave me some marijuana, some flower, the plant. For anyone that doesn't know what flower is, it's the actual plant. She said, hey, this helps me with my pain. It helps me with sleep. It helps me with a lot of things. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Okay. So it was in my under the bathroom counter. And one day I was supposed to be injected in my spine with chemotherapy, which that alone, I was like, oh, this is horrible. But the nurse missed my spine and injected the chemotherapy in my nerve next to my spine. And within a few hours, I had the most horrific migraines I've ever had in my life, like unbelievable pain. And it went on for, I think it was 7 consecutive days, just round the clock, these migraines. I mean, they tried everything. They started with oxycodone, that didn't work. They gave me IV morphine, that didn't work. Nothing worked. And I was in so much pain and I just kept taking like sleep. I was just trying to sleep, just not face it. So finally they go, hey, we need your hospital bed. Your chemo's done. Like you need to go home. And I'm like, and you know, this is the point where I'm like, I've got an eye mask on. I've got earplugs in for all 7 days. I'm not eating anything. I'm wasting away. I've lost 40 pounds. And my dad's like, Hal, I'm sorry. He's my caretaker at this time. He goes, we have to leave. And I'm like, oh God, I can't imagine getting up and seeing lights. And, you know, I mean, it's, you're at a migraine, by the way. It's just, you can't even imagine the pain of just every sound, every light. So we go back to this apartment that we're living at next to the hospital. And I'm there and for a couple more days. And my wife, she's 3 hours away taking care of our kids. And so long story short, my dad is like trying everything to help me. He feels helpless. His poor son is not eating. I'm in pain. I'm in the bed. And it just occurs to him that he's offering me everything. And I'm like, Dad, don't talk to me. I'm sorry, but I can't talk. I can't hear you. One day, a couple days into it, he goes, what about that marijuana that your friend left you? Do you want to try that? And I'm like, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. At this point, I'll try anything. Being high, it doesn't sound too bad right now. So the funny part is my dad's never done marijuana. So he brings out this little glass pipe and this, you know, and he goes, Hal, how do I do this? How much do you want? Do I put it in here? Right. And I've like got one eye open laying on the bed and I'm trying to coach him. So I take 2 hits off of this pipe of this marijuana flower. And so I want you to imagine this point. I'm either 7 or 11 days at this point. I think I'm 11 days into this just horrible pain, unable to communicate, unable to eat, unable to open my eyes 5 minutes after taking 2 hits and my dad had walked back to the living room of the apartment. I sit up in bed. I go, I feel amazing. And yeah. I'm starving. And I go out and I'm like, hey, Dad. And he goes, what the hell? I go, hey, can you make me some food? I'm really hungry. And I call my wife. I'm like, hey, sweetie. And she goes, what's happening? Right? Because she's heard me like, oh, I can't talk, you know, for the last 11 days. And so anyway, at that moment, I'm both, wow, thank you, God. What a miracle that grows in the ground that was able to do what none of these pharmaceutical drugs that are damaging my kidneys and my liver and who knows what else, right? I was simultaneously, I was relieved, grateful, and angry that our medical system keeps this plant, right? You can sense the anger, like I'm getting hot heated, but I was angry. I'm like, pardon my friends, this is bullshit. 11 days ago, this could have solved my problems. I could have not lost the extra 15 pounds that I lost. I could have been eating and functioning, but I wasn't because that you can't really profit off the thing that you can grow in the ground in your backyard. So that's my story. I'm a huge advocate for cannabis because of that. And since then, by the way, instead of taking pharmaceutical drugs like Ambien for sleep, I take THC and CBD or CBD and CBN now that I have Cured Nutrition. And I sleep like a baby and it doesn't have the negative side effects. So,
oh, I love that, Hal. Thank you for sharing that with me. But that, exactly what you feel is exactly what I feel every single day, and why our mission is so important and why it's so hard, because we have to tiptoe around all of the regulations. We have to tiptoe around, like, just starting my business. It was hard to get a bank account, hard to get a credit card processor, hard. It's just like, I can't run Facebook ads. In every possible way, the powers that be don't want the power that this plant really has to get out into where it can, yeah, without them having some type of hand on it, without, yeah, them creating some type of synthetic version of it. It's really frustrating. And I really appreciate you sharing that story, because that story is one of millions. There are so many people experiencing that, and we're just in this weird place where I think it's really a control thing, to be completely honest, but that's the truth. We live in this world where we don't go there first, and we don't need to go there first. But
when you say control, I think it's a money thing. And let me explain this. And I'm, you know, this isn't my area of expertise, but think of it this way. You can only patent a synthetic compound, right, that has a patented formula. So they cannot patent the marijuana plant. To your point, the pharmaceutical companies can patent a synthetic version where they utilize the plant, but they mix it with other chemicals to create their own patent, which, by the way, they have. It's very difficult to get. Yep. When I was going through chemo, my oncologist said, hey, there is actually this, you know, you can get this synthetic pharmaceutical grade, right, which is some badge of honor, marijuana, right, that we can, but it's really hard to get. We have to make a request, but it's like they did find a way to patent it, right? But it, like, yep, would you rather take the natural organic version that Cured Nutrition puts in their products, or the patented, genetically modified and engineered version that a pharmaceutical company is going to make? So yep, talk about the difference between CBD derived from marijuana versus hemp and what is known as the entourage effect. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, great question. So I said earlier that I would talk about the three. So just think of cannabis as like the parent or the mother of the tree. Okay. So if we were doing like a flow chart, cannabis is at the top. Hemp and marijuana are both cannabis. Mm. So the difference between hemp and marijuana is quite literally the THC concentration. So with the 2018 Farm Bill, you could look it up in the US, the classification of hemp is basically cannabis with less than 0.3% by dry weight of THC. So the THC concentration in hemp is much lower than in marijuana. Hemp is typically used for industrial purposes. So you can do clothing, textile, you can do building materials. But the line between the two, hemp and marijuana, has actually gotten a little bit blurred, okay, because there's been a lot of breeding of the plant over the years to express the other cannabinoids. And those cannabinoids are typically present in the flower, like you were talking about earlier. So if anybody's seen a marijuana plant, it's the big flowers and buds, whereas a hemp plant is like really tall, thin, and stocky. Mm. So the main difference between the two is the THC concentration. And if you were looking at a hemp plant that we were extracting full spectrum cannabinoids from, it would almost look like a marijuana plant, but the THC concentration would just be less. Yeah. So you asked about the entourage effect. The entourage effect is, when I say full spectrum extract, what I mean is, I talked about the difference between hemp and marijuana. The cannabis plant has over 100 known cannabinoids in it. THC, CBN, CBD are three of over 100 cannabinoids. The entourage effect is speaking to when we extract the cannabinoids from the plant, there's an array of cannabinoids showing up in that extract. CBD may be the most prominent, but there can be low concentrations. If CBD is the greatest, it's CBN, THC, CBN, and an array of other cannabinoids that have their own benefits. When all of those cannabinoids are working together with the flavonoids or the terpenes, so the terpenes are like the aromatic parts. So if you think like essential oils, those have benefits as well. The flavonoids and the terpenes in combination with the cannabinoids create the entourage effect. So all of those work together synergistically to give a therapeutic effect. So when you hear people talk about entourage, what they're saying is a full spectrum, least refined extract the more you refine it, the more you're going to get rid of the other cannabinoids, the more you're going to get rid of the terpenes. The more you refine it, the less of an entourage effect you're going to get. But what we're really talking about is the most potent, least refined extract, an array of terpenes and flavonoids in it, an array of cannabinoids that all have some type of therapeutic effect, and they work in combination with each other. So that's what the entourage effect is.
I love that. And I would say, yeah, the way that nature intended, right? Right.
Rather than
take one part of the plant, like, no, all of these are synergistic compounds that work together. And let me relate that back to Cured Nutrition and your products. Is that something that you're combining these different benefits from the different aspects of the plant?
Yeah. So about 50% of our products are full spectrum, least refined extract as possible. There are some people that want THC-free products.
Sure.
Because they might have to take drug tests or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
About 40% of our products now are THC-free. So that's a more refined version. But half of Cured Nutrition's product are full spectrum extract. They have all the flavonoids and terpenes. So if you had like the CBN oil, I know if you take it underneath your tongue versus in capsule form, you'll actually like taste the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the terpenes. Those are the flavonoids. So about half of our products are the least refined extract. You can refine it more. You can go through a distillation process, and then you can put in solvents, which make the CBD in its isolated form fall out. But most of our products are full spectrum. Some people want THC free. So we do refine other products further.
Sure.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. Right now, your Calm Caps. It's funny. I actually took these today for the first time. I was going through all my nutrition products because when we first started working together, I was a customer. I'd ordered the products, and then you sent me some stuff I hadn't tried. And I didn't realize, I think I thought these looked so similar to the nightcaps that I think I set them aside thinking they were just nightcaps. And then anyway, I was like, oh, I got to try these. So I will say I feel really nice right now. I feel really calm taking the Calm Caps. And I wanted to ask you about that. So for me, when I talk about Cured Nutrition, so there's really three products of yours that I take. I take Rise and I cycle that on and off throughout the week, first thing in the morning, right? Which is really a nootropic to help with focus, cognitive function. And then I take nightcaps and night oil and I alternate those back and forth. And for me, the biggest benefit that I get is sleep. And I will tell you, so actually I have a neighbor that, you know, I always am sharing anything that helps me. I'm always sharing with my friends and my neighbors and my audience, everyone I can, which is why I brought Cured on as a sponsor. But my neighbor, you know, she was over one day. She's like, oh my gosh, Hal, do you have anything for sleep? Like, and she's a mother of five. She runs a business. Like, and she's like, I am a mess for the last 18 nights. I don't know why. I can't fall asleep. I wake up like after a few hours. I don't know what to do. And so I gave her Serenity gummies from Cured Nutrition that had just been sent to me, which I can't take because I'm allergic to ashwagandha.
It
has the opposite effect on me, sadly, which frustrates me. Yeah, instead of getting calm, I get anxious and irritable when I take any ashwagandha product. So anyway, so I gave her the gummies and then I gave her a thing of nightcaps. And a few days later, I checked in and she said, Hal, it's working 3 nights in a row. And then it's been 1 month and I just checked in with her today. I said, hey, do you need any more of that? I've got some extra that I keep on hand for friends. And she said, you're a psychic. I took my last nightcap last night and she literally said, it's been a lifesaver. And so I want to people to understand, right? Like these products, it can be life-changing for you. So here's what I want to ask you though. So I want to know about your morning routine since I'm the miracle morning guy, right?
Yep.
And then I want to know, you recommend dosing CBD throughout the day, right? So like I'm big on the nighttime stuff. I do take the morning rise, but you talk about dosing it throughout the day. So I just want to hear your morning routine and then your thoughts on continuing CBD throughout the day.
Yeah. My morning routine. So I'm married. I have a daughter. She's 3 years old. Typically try to get up before my daughter.
Awesome.
And first thing I do is we have a cold plunge. I go into the cold plunge. I get outside. And then we have a Belgian Malinois. And if you don't know what a Belgian Malinois is, it's an amazing, brilliant, smart dog with more energy than you could ever do anything with. They're typically police dogs. And if we don't take him on multiple walks a day, he's tearing apart the house. So I always get in the cold plunge and I go on a walk. I used to do a lot more in my morning routine, but I really realized that for me, I got to get into a place where I do something hard and then I go move my body. And my morning walk is my walking. It's meditation. I have to meditate kind of in the cold plunge as well because I got to control my breathing.
Yeah.
But for me, running a business as a father, as a husband, I am highly anxious. I'm prone to anxiety. And for me, that cold plunge and walk, and you get the sun exposure, you get the breathing, and I get home. And that for me is like, okay, I get home, my daughter's waking up, I start my day. That's the way I start my day.
Beautiful.
CBD throughout the day, it's interesting because at very low dosages, probably around like the 5 milligram range, which is where we have it in Rise, 5 to 10 milligrams, CBD can almost be stimulating. Mm. It has this weird bell curve of efficacy. So at very, very low dosage, it can almost be stimulating. That's why we combined it with Rise and all the other nootropics. So I take Rise every day. And then throughout the day, depending on if I need it, I'll go to a different version of one of our products. The oil form, so you were talking about oil form versus capsule form.
Yep.
Oil form underneath your tongue, for most people, seems to have a quicker onset. It typically can get into your bloodstream quicker, but I don't think you're getting as high of a dosage as compared to swallowing a capsule. Okay. But I take CBD throughout the day in oil form. If before a podcast, if before I'm speaking to my team, before I'm having a hard conversation, to get the quicker calming effects. And then later in the day is when I'll do either the Serenity gummies or the nightcaps.
Yeah.
And I typically take the capsule form later in the day. It's a higher concentration, but it has a longer onset time. So I'll take it with my dinner or right after my dinner. And you typically want about 60 to 90 minutes for the capsule form to come into effect. Mm-hmm. Whereas the oil form, you'll typically see 30 to 45 minutes. But later in the day, I only take CBN, which is in combination with CBD and our night oil and nightcap products, because CBN has more of a heavy effect on the body. I typically tell people it's like a weighted blanket type effect.
Totally.
So it like calms your body and it really helps you get into that deep sleep. So later in the day, CBN in combination with CBD and the microdose THC, which is in Serenity and nightcaps, also in the calm caps that you just took. And then throughout the day, I'll just do lower dosages of an oil underneath the tongue, which really helps me just find calm, find my center anytime I need it.
Beautiful. Oh, it does. I didn't realize the calm caps do have the 0.3% THC. Nice. Okay.
So very low dose. Yeah.
Very low. Yeah. Just enough to just make you feel nice and calm, right? So,
yeah.
So are there any negative side effects from taking CBD?
So there, overall, what we're trying to do is build a therapeutic level in your system. So CBD, it interacts with your CB1 and CB2 receptors. So those are your receptors that are part of your endocannabinoid system.
Yeah.
And what we've noticed is that there's a point where taking more actually doesn't make it more effective. So it's not a negative side effect, but it's not just like taking more actually will help. It gets to this point where it's like the bell curve of efficacy and then it completely drops off. Mm-hmm. What I will say is that we have very infrequently had people say that at all dosages, they feel a stimulating effect. It's very rare that that happens. So I wouldn't call that a negative side effect as well, but it's not what people are looking for. So some people, they'll say they're increasing their dosage, but they're almost still feeling a stimulating effect. And it's interesting, similar to your response to ashwagandha.
It's like my ashwagandha situation. Yeah, it's rare.
Yeah, it's very rare. Like we've served over 300,000 customers now. And at this point, we've probably heard it, like you could count on your hand how many times we've heard that over the years. Now, there are some contraindications with specific medications. I can't really dive deep into that. But at the end of the day, what we've noticed, it's very safe. It's not going to get you high unless you were taking an overwhelming amount because there is that microdose THC in it. And overall, we get this question a lot as well. Some people ask, can I take it if I'm pregnant or breastfeeding? And we just say, if that is you, ask your physician. That's not something that we can actually answer. But overall, there haven't been any negative, like drastically negative reported side effects, but it is something that you should be aware of. Some people have said that they just have noticed stimulating effects at certain dosages.
That makes sense. Well, I'll tell you, man, obviously you heard from my impassioned rant earlier that like, to me, it's a miracle plant. Like that's how I would define it. It's a miracle plant that has extraordinary health benefits from relieving pain when nothing else would for me and for a lot of other people. In fact, my friend that is the one that gave it to me, she has a chronic illness and she used to be on all these heavy pain meds when she was a teenager. And then as she got older and wiser, she's like, I don't want to take all this. This stuff's terrible for me. And then she started researching similar to you, similar to me. And then she came up with, and now she replaced, she's been off her big pharma meds for probably almost a decade now and just uses all natural. And a big part of that is cannabis. So thanks for the work that you're doing, Joe. You are a hero, brother. I mean that.
Thank you, Al. Yeah. I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate you having me on to share our story, our mission. And I love your passion, man. Like, thank you for that, because you and individuals like you are going to help us actually change this narrative at large. And I envision a future where more people are turning to cannabis, the narratives change. Yeah. We're not living in the Cheech and Chong DARE program world. And it's actually, hey, we can be highly respectful, responsible, experts, well-revered in many aspects, trustworthy, and be cannabis users as well.
Totally. Plant medicine. Well, Goal Achievers, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Joe as much as I did. And if you haven't yet tried Cured Nutrition's products, you can get 20% off as a listener of this podcast on all the products, the night caps, the night oil, the rise in the morning, the calm caps, you name it. Head over to curednutrition.com/Hal, that is cured, C-U-R-E-D, curednutrition.com/Hal, and then use the discount code Hal, H-A-L, for 20% off your entire order as a listener of the Achieve Your Goals podcast. All right, Joe, appreciate you, man. Looking forward to connecting again soon.
Likewise, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the Achieve Your Goals podcast and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and exclusive content from Hal Elrod, visit halelrod.com/podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the Achieve Your Goals podcast.